This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Supreme Court justices hear a case tomorrow about a Colorado law that bans conversion therapy for minors over concerns that it violates the First Amendment. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Colorado's law prevents licensed therapists from trying to change a child's sexual orientation or gender identity or expression. And the state argues it has legal authority to regulate this medical practice. The conservative legal group Alliance Defending Freedom is challenging the law on behalf of a Colorado Springs counselor who says it violates her free speech. ADF attorney Jake Warner says Colorado's law forbids kids from getting the help they need, particularly on issues of gender and sexuality.
It allows counselors to push kids one step closer to harmful drugs and procedures. It forbids counselors from helping kids regain comfort with their biological sex, and that's viewpoint discrimination.
Medical governing bodies discredit conversion therapy as ineffective and harmful, and LGBTQ advocates worry the Supreme Court could roll back protections for youth across the country. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado's business leaders are feeling cautious heading into the end of the year. That's according to CU's LEADS Business Confidence Index. Executives surveyed cited politics and tariffs as two of the biggest reasons for their somewhat pessimistic outlook on the economy. Dour economic sentiment could lead businesses to pull back on hiring and investment, CU economists said in a report about the recent index results. This is CPR News.